Troy with ZA Comics here with another unboxing for you. Actually, unboxing speed build. Let's just pull this bad boy over here. Look at that. Look. So pretty. So what we have is the Star Wars Lego set 75313 AT-AT, which is the all-terrain armor transport. This one in the AT-ST, the Chicken Walker, the armored transport, or all-terrain scout transport, are the more iconic vehicles for the Empire, besides TIE fighters, of course. But these are their land vehicles. This thing has 6,785 pieces. There's 9 minifigs in here. And, they're showing right there. You can see. This thing is amazing. Let me just show you what it's going to look like completed. It's got a lot of removable parts. It's going to be very, very crazy detailed. The thing comes in a little over 2 feet high, man. It's like 25 inches high, 10 inches wide, and from nose to butt, it's 28 inches. This thing is going to be amazing. It's going to be a great build. I can't wait to get into this and start putting it together, and let's get started.
Before we get started in the build, I wanted to show you a picture of the most important piece you're going to find in this set. That Lego tool will help you remove any pieces you accidentally put on your build and you need to put somewhere else. What's kind of cool is once you pull these four boxes out, the sides of them make a little picture of the AT-ATs on Hoth. I decided to use a different method to show you the speed build this time because it gets kind of boring just watching me search for pieces all sped up. What I did is I would take a picture of the bags for that step, then the completed portion for that step. I'm hoping this is easier for you guys to watch. It'll probably be more informative too, because you can see the bags and what it should look like after that step is complete. This, like I said, is the first time I've done this process. So, of course, I did miss a couple pictures of bags, and I think one or two pictures of the completed project after the bags. I promise I'll get better at it, but for now, I think I like this process. You guys have to let me know what you think. This AT-AT is just a monstrous build. He's over 25 inches tall. Lots of removable panels. As you can see, the head actually moves back and forth. There's the nameplate, and on the back is the adjustment tool for the legs. This set comes with 9 minifigs to include Snow Troopers, AT-AT Drivers, Luke Skywalker, General Veers, and 2 speeder bikes with their biker scouts. That adjustment tool I showed you behind the placard, here's where you're going to use it, on the knees and also up at the shoulders. You push this in, connect it to the pin, and you can move the shoulders and the knees forward or backward to make him more stable. Let's look at that big, beautiful AT-AT on a 360 so we can see all that fine detail. I have his legs pretty straight. You can have them cantered in at the knees or the shoulder. They advise against going too far because you don't want him to, like in the movies, get toppled over, fall down, go boom, and then you have small Lego pieces all over the place.
Look at this thing. This is a beast. He's over 2 feet tall, 25 inches. The old AT-AT will actually fit underneath him, under the legs here. This thing is just so crazy. I want to be careful. I don't want him to topple. The four legs, not the most stable, but not bad. So, I mean, this thing is very, very, very cool. It has all kinds of compartments in it. All these pieces come off, held in place by little pegs. They just fit right on top as such. They even have Luke that you can stick up here hanging down from the little grappling hook like in the movie. So, man, yeah. This, like I said, just under 7,000 pieces. Around $800. If you love big Lego pieces, it was not a difficult build, but it was not an easy build either. It's an iconic Star Wars vehicle, and it's just so grand. It will look so good next to all your other Legos, especially the Star Wars Legos. So, you know, for the money, I recommend, pick this up. It's well worth it. If you liked this unboxing speed build, subscribe, man. It helps us out a lot. It allows us to be able to do videos like this for you guys. And until you see the next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.